This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. An incident over the Black Sea has further raised tensions over Russia's war in Ukraine, this time involving an American drone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A U.S. surveillance drone was flying a mission over the Black Sea.
This MQ-9 was operating in international airspace over international waters and posed a threat to nobody.
But the National Security Council's John Kirby says two Russian fighter jets flew near the drone.
It is not the first time, certainly in recent weeks, that there's been intercepts. It is the first time that an intercept resulted in the splashing of one of our drones.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says one of the Russian jets hit the MQ-9's propeller.
Because of the damage, we were in a position to have to essentially crash it into the Black Sea.
Russia denies its plane struck the drone. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has been briefed about the Black Sea incident. According to Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov Wednesday, Peskov saying, he said, as for bilateral relations, we know they are at their lowest point in a deplorable state. Naturally, each country will uphold its interest in a dialogue. The Ukrainian military's ammunition needs will likely be high on the agenda Wednesday, as U.S. defense leaders convene a meeting of defense officials from nearly 50 countries to discuss what Ukraine needs to fight off a Russian invasion. U.S., European Union, and NATO officials have all pledged to boost efforts to both replenish Ukraine's ammunition stockpiles as well as their own